to check in with the work from last week, which was the focus wheel, the focus track. Did anybody use it?
I did.
And if you did, let's find out how it went. Inquiring minds want to know.
It's Frank. I just used it before the call, about 2 hours before the call, and I know I'm going to see some cool results from it. I just thought I'd share that.
Do you want to share what it was about?
Sure. I have been thinking about just having book sales with no effort at all.
Mm-hmm.
I continued to go up the focus wheel, or around the focus wheel, or...
Over, under, around, and through.
Over, under, around, and through. You want me to read some of the things I said?
Sure.
It's around having book sales, effortlessly.
Okay, yeah, because it'd be a good example of what a focus wheel looks like, and this is going to be your own personal one, so great.
I'm doing the focus track.
Okay.
But I'll just say what I wrote down as I walked.
Oh, okay.
Can I do that?
We have a combination focus wheel track.
Yeah, focus wheel track. So my goal was to have 150 sales of book and CD together, which would total over $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want it now, like now or tomorrow or, you know, this week. And
okay.
I said, well, it's only 150 sales of books and CDs via the Internet.
Nice.
Where do these people find out about it, about my website, and pay for the book and CD? Like, that felt good. And what initiates them to buy versus simply visiting the site?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, what do I have to do? That's one of my thoughts. I like the articles on a newspaper that I sold 6 books and 12 at a store. So I sold 18 books that I know of after an article hit a newspaper.
Okay.
There's 18,000 people in that town. And then I did another one in another town, and I did 4 books. So that's like 22 books. And then I sold another 3 in another newspaper. So that's 25 books, 3 articles. The main one was the 18,000 people in a town, 18, plus it generated word of mouth. And then I started to think, well, wait a second. I knew a lot of people. That's why they bought it. Like, that was a negative thing. And then
yeah, so you're justifying.
Yeah, I'm justifying. And, you know, they were already related to me, so I didn't have to do anything there. Did they buy because of me? It only takes a newspaper article that size in a major magazine or a newspaper. Like, how cool would that be to get it in the Chicago Tribune?
Wicked cool!
Wicked cool! Like, that goes out to 500,000 to a million. Like, that could easily generate 150 sales.
Yeah.
And the sales after a week would probably quickly increase because that would get picked up by other newspapers. I'm having a better thought right now.
Hey,
you know?
See how it works?
Yes. And it's not just like an advertisement or something like that. It's actually a heartfelt thing. Like somebody that wrote it had an interest in the book or found their soulmate or had, you know, like that lead to 150 sales.
Okay, but so you know what the hit I get, Frank?
Yeah.
That could lead to 1,500.
It could lead to 1,500. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the negative thoughts that I had was, well, I've been trying to get a bulk buyer who's going to buy 1,000 books or something at a reduced price.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know what? A bulk buyer is the same as something that could lead to 1,500 sales, like an article that could lead to 1,500 sales.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And I'd make more money.
Yeah. That's all good. Right?
Well, did I do this
on.
Right?
Yes. So you're on it. You're
right.
On it. For all of you, notice how when you start going down this track, for whatever it is for you, how one thought will lead to another leads to another. And even in the speaking of it here, you've got another thought that you hadn't even had before.
Yeah.
That's the power of this.
Yeah. This morning I got an order from Amazon for 4 books.
Right on.
You know, like that's happening all the time now.
Okay. And
I'm,
you know, 4 here, 5 there, 3 there. I mean,
yep.
Can equal thousands.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Thousands. It's really cool. And the great thing about it is noticing how you can chunk it down.
Yeah.
In other words, instead of, because a lot of times we'll say, and I'm the same with my book, it's like, okay, you know, I want 10,000. It's like, okay, so what will it take to get to 10,000 people that will buy? Not 10,000 people, but 10,000 that will buy.
Yeah.
And it feels huge.
Yeah.
So when you can start to chunk it down and realize that that's all it is. It's
yep.
3 here, 4 there, 5
yep.
there.
Yeah.
It starts to add up.
Yeah.
Now you're in the path of least resistance, you're in the flow.
Yeah.
And you can get your mind around it, which relieves the energy so that you can allow it in.
Mm-hmm.
nice job.
Thanks.
I like to bring up something here, too, because, Frank, you could actually turn that around, and I know all of you have experienced this in one way or another. The gremlin that said, well, the people that bought it before knew me.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if people that I know buy it from me, how can I leverage that?
Yeah.
It worked before. I'm obviously a vibration for that, so why don't I just expand that?
Yeah.
And so anything where you've done it before, I know a lot of you have sourced money through other people. It could be your maid. It could be, you know, you've gone out to dinner and somebody paid for you. Well, you're sourcing that, and if that worked, that's a point of no resistance. Keep using that avenue to source more of the thing that you want. It doesn't really matter how you get it.
Yeah. Good point.
Totally.
I'll do it.
Yep. Good job, good job.
Yeah!
Anybody else?
This is Sherry.
Yes.
I got up the other morning about 5 o'clock, just really got an inspiration to do, what do you call it where you write it down around the circle?
The focus wheel.
The focus wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has helped me. I've pulled it out a couple of times and added to it. And what was really helpful is that, first of all, your example, so that, like, just something that's fairly generic is, I deserve it. You know, it doesn't really speak to necessarily, like, I wanted to have a lucrative speaking business. It doesn't even really speak to my talent, but that I just deserve it because I want it.
Exactly.
So I could start there. And I've been adding to it, and I read those things, and they're all possible. And I was vibing higher. I really was. I felt it. And some of the stuff I say, I feel it, but I'm kind of lying. You know?
What?
And that's not really true, but, you know, but sometimes, not really lying, but sometimes it's my desire to feel better than I actually do, which I know is a good, you know, it's okay, I'm heading up that ladder.
Right.
I really could feel an obvious shift that morning. It could have been the coffee, but
probably
you know, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Even if it was, so what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it felt really good, and I've been really resisting some of this on some level. Around the speaking, not about my other goals, but around the speaking, I've been really resisting it. And I have to tell you, the two activities, I didn't really like the walking thing. I can't tell you why. But this one worked for me later.
Excellent.
So.
Yeah, and all of these tools are there for all of you to try on and find what works for you.
Right.
You put those in your toolbox and you reject the rest.
Yep.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Good job, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something for you to use. It feels like when you're wanting to shift your energy, to play with it some more. Play with it again this week.
Yeah.
On something. It could be around your speaking, but you might even want to try it on something else to see what that feels like.
Yeah. Could do one with Elizabeth on some stuff we're trying to do together.
Oh,
that
awesome.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best, actually. Do it. Try it. You'll like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else try the work from last week?
The one thing that I noticed is that sharing over the last week, and I'm part of it. I know I didn't share at all. I knew how great this focus wheel is and how much the focus track is. And here I waited. I still thought about it all week, how excited I was about doing it, and didn't do it until the last minute.
Isn't that a funny thing how it works like that? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it. And I looked forward to doing it, and I just didn't do it until the last minute.
Our gremlin wants to talk us into doing other things. Our gremlin wants to keep us in physical action a lot of times versus doing the internal work. So it's almost like you have to get in that whole training of doing the internal work first. It's funny because it's all about abundant thinking. Abundant thinking means I'll have time to do all the physical stuff no matter what. This is the most important thing. Abundant thinking means I do have time to do this. Because our gremlin definitely wants to get us distracted. It wants us to hurry up and know we got to do this first and do that first. Or let me just worry a little bit and then I'll do it later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just worry right now.
Exactly. So I'm curious to know, Frank, you said you'd been thinking about it, and you weren't doing it, and you weren't doing it, and then you finally did it. What prompted you to finally do it?
Well, I found out what I wanted to do it about first.
Oh, okay.
Topic,
all right.
And just being in integrity with the homework.
Okay. And just know that whether you do the homework or not, it's still okay.
Yeah.
You've got to trust where you are in the process, because if you're doing the homework for the sake of doing the homework and you're really not wanting to do it, you're not serving yourself.
No, right.
Yeah, so just be okay with that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Awesome. Quickly, paying it forward. Did anybody do a pay it forward?
I did.
You're just so good this week, Frank.
<I did.
laughs> Okay, take the gold star off, put the platinum star up by Frank's name.
Okay.
Okay, and so how did it work?
I was at the Einstein Bagels. This guy was trying to increase his business, and I said, you ought to put a mirror up right in the back there using some feng shui techniques. I said, you ought to put a mirror up in the back right above this area. That should increase your business. And he was really listening. He's like, I will do that. Is that a pay it forward? Like, I suggested something that I knew would help him. I didn't ask for anything for it.
Of course, yeah.
He didn't ask me.
How did it feel?
It felt good. And then after I did it, I go, oh, I just did a pay it forward.
Mm.
I thought it was.
Yeah. How many times do we all think something that we want to do or we have something to offer, even just pay someone a compliment, and we talk ourselves out of it or we don't do it? I mean, that's huge. That's a big deal. So, yeah, bravo.
Thanks.
Eva paid it forward big time over the weekend.
I did?
Yeah, you were giving the store away.
Oh, true. That's true.
I mean,
Eva, you can have it.
Eva's great. If someone makes a request, and it's like, yes, ask, and it is given. Always.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anybody else have anything to report on homework over the week or paying it forward, or is anybody stuck?
This is Kimberly,
yeah.
And I didn't do that exercise because I just was totally resistant to it. And
well, that's a good thing, then, you didn't do it.
Okay. Especially with the example, like being my thing. And I'm like, man, I want that beach house. And I use it as my example. My thing is the example, you know. I really got resistant about it and kept putting it off and thinking, yeah, I get all this stuff except for this. Especially since it's right here, right now where I'm at and moving. So I feel, I don't know if stuck is the word, I feel really, really challenged to stay on the path and nervous and scared. And I'm really, like, right there at the edge of all this breaking through of my my three goals, you know, like absolutely happening now. I don't even know that I know what the fear is about.
Well, I think that would be a great question. What is the fear about? Let's look at it right now.
Okay.
Makes it easier to deal with because sometimes we just have a reaction and it's fear and we never even take the time to label it. Once you label it, it's actually easier to deal with.
I think that's been part of my problem because I keep telling myself, you know, there's nothing to fear here. It's only great things can happen. And I really just translate it to like being on a roller coaster ride. There's nothing to be afraid of. The thing is solid. It's safe. Hundreds of people ride this thing every single day. It's
so can you ride the roller coaster of getting your goals and just be scared anyways?
I think that's part of it. I think that's what it is. Instead of like wanting to get off, my past gremlin's like, why don't you just go numb out?
Mm.
It's kind of some of the things I'm fighting right now.
And you're fighting that?
Fighting it, yeah.
Okay, and why are you fighting it?
Because I feel bad when I do that. I feel like those are some old patterns and choices I don't want to keep making.
The numbing out?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a hit that I'm getting about this. When you said stuck, that's what really stood out, and it's about stuck not being a bad thing. Like being where you are is just where you are. It feels like there is a judgment that you have about where you are. The stuckness is really about just stopping and taking stock with where you are and being okay with that. In other words, the thing that comes to mind is, okay, stop the world and let me get off for a moment. And I don't know if that's what's going on for you, but being okay with that so that you can regroup, if you will, and just notice where you are and not being in resistance to it, and knowing that everything is happening in perfect divine right order, just accepting what is now.
But you're consciously choosing it. You're deciding to embrace, and it's more powerful to be stuck. I was telling Eva last night, I was really mad. And normally, when I get mad, feeling that same word, stuck, and I usually try to move myself out of it quickly. And what I decided to do was go park my vehicle, and I went and was watching planes land and take off. I didn't want to talk to anybody. And I just had it out. I mean, I was just having a tantrum in the car, like, I am pissed off, and where is my team? I don't see my team. Where's my team? And why aren't they holding my hand and leading me to the damn water? Because I don't feel my team. You're not making it obvious enough. I mean, I was acting like a brat.
Mm-hmm.
And I just gave myself full permission to do it, and I didn't stop for a long time. It took me about a good half hour of ranting and raving, but I fully chose and created the space to do it so that I could fully be in it versus trying to get myself off of it or trying to be, quote, the spiritual one. I know, you know, I can just shift my energy. It's like, no, I'm really choosing to feel this way, and I did it until I was exhausted. And then I was able to choose something else after that. And then I actually got what I wanted within the hour after I completed doing that. But it's a conscious decision. You're choosing and claiming it from a very powerful place versus, I'm so stuck.
And I shouldn't be in this place.
Yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah, I'm stuck and it's irritating me or whatever it is for you. Like I'm scared and the scary feeling feels scary and I don't even know what it's about and I want to find out.
There's a difference in being in that place unconsciously and deciding I'm in this place and therefore I'm deliberately going to just be in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that you're going to move forward from it because you have the tools and you will decide. You've come so far that you will decide to move forward eventually and being okay with where you are. One of the biggest things that happens is that we feel like, well, we shouldn't be here and we need to get out of it, and it's just embrace it. Embrace it first, and
mm-hmm.
then choose when you're ready to let it go.
Like Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow?
Remember? She said, stop trying to get...
Embrace what you've got and be an okay with it.
It's having what you got. It's not having what you want. It's having what you got.
It's having what you got and with an eager anticipation with what is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So can you be okay with where you are and understand that you still are in control?
Yeah. Right there, you just hit it. If I don't, I feel like it's out of my control. And it's so funny because I would never want to say that I'm a control freak, and I think that's part of it. I don't feel like everything's under my control right now. So, yeah.
But we want you to be where you are, no matter what it looks like, and still claim that you are in control. And I choose to be here. And it happened. You know, I live with somebody who knows these laws the same as I do, and I get into my funky places. And he calls me on it. And I just have to tell him, I understand, and this is where I am, this is where I choose to be, and I will stay here until I'm good and ready to move forward. And not be sorry or dinging myself because I'm not in that pure flow. Because this is what's called life, and this is the contrast that moves us forward. Gina, God bless her. I was in a funky place earlier, and I said, I need a conversation here, and I need to make this shift, and, you know, she comes in, and she reminds me of all this, and it's okay, and I get to be where I am, and just talking to her completely shifted my energy. But being okay with where you are, no matter what it is, all of you, you've already got the tools now, you are your own best authority, and you will move through it. You can't go backwards. That's the good news. Not that you would want to.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Pain forward or stuckness or roller coaster rides?
Well, this is Elizabeth.
Yes.
Sherry, I'm going to speak for us. Is that okay? I'm going to speak for me, but about us. My concern is that we're going around in circles. I feel like we were just talking before the call, and we're so excited. We have this big vision about what we want to create, and yet there's this feeling that we have to do stuff, but we don't have a plan. And, oh, my God, we're not doing stuff, but we don't have time to do stuff right at this very moment. And so I guess I'm not feeling stuck. I'm feeling anticipation. And how can we be okay with where we are right now, knowing that it's all coming?
Awesome.
Or should we be?
Yeah. Or should we
be
what?
Should we be okay with that?
Yeah.
Mm. Well.
Definitely. Definitely anything that you're in, be okay with,
okay.
For starters. Yes, definitely be okay. And here's where you want to go with this. Because what I'm hearing is you're feeling you need to be in action. You don't even know what the action is yet. And without the action, you're not going to get what you're going for.
Actually, if I can, I think we know what a lot of the actions are. And the problem is we don't know which one to pick. So we're kind of in that in that frozen place. Like,
okay.
Oh, which way should we go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. So if you were to get out of your head about it and you looked at them, which ones would jump off the sheet? I'm assuming they're written down, mm-hmm. in, at least in my visual here. Which ones really just jump out at you? Not the one that you think would be the most effective, not the one that you think that you need to do, but the one that really jumps out at you. It could even seem to you to be the most minuscule one. It doesn't matter. So get all the judgments off them. Get all the judgments off them and look at, go into your feeling of which one really jumps out first.
We're looking at it right this minute.
Perfect.
I know what it is for me. That may be different for Sherry.
Okay, and that would be okay too.
Well, before you say what yours is,
okay.
What I'm stuck on is when you go into the feeling place, the feeling of relief, having some of these shouldas done,
okay,
is clouding that question.
Okay, so forget the shoulds. There are no shoulds.
Okay.
Here's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
No matter which you pick would be right, the one that's the most right is the one that feels the best to you when you look at it and think, okay, this is what I want to do.
What I want to do.
Yes, this is not about shoulds.
Okay. Okay, Elizabeth, what'd you pick?
Okay, well, mine is, we have this huge page, and mine is about around hiring help,
mm-hmm.
the feeling like we could do it probably on our own, but if we hire help, whether it's a coach or a consultant or a PR person or a writer, I mean, we have several ideas of people that we could hire, but getting help, I think, will, I don't know, I'm excited to have someone else's perspective because I'm excited about what we're doing. So, and I think I am anxious to have a plan.
Okay?
So I think hiring help to get a plan. What's yours, Sherry?
I'm excited to have executed the plan.
Oh, she wasn't done.
Okay, well, let's take one step at a time.
Okay, but that's when I look at the list, mine was hire help as well. But mine was less about hiring people to tell us what we ought to do. Is I want to hire people to just go do it.
Ooh, you sound like Gina and me.
Yeah, that, I mean,
hey, man,
like,
we don't want somebody to tell us what to do. We just want
just
you to go
do it.
It
and put my name on it and make me look good.
Exactly. All right, so if that feels best to you, what if you took that as your next step?
Hire somebody.
What if that was your next inspired action? How does it feel?
Feels good to me.
Well, it feels good, and I go into that place of, okay, so who do we hire? We've been talking for like 2 weeks about,
okay,
well, we could hire this person and that person, and well, what do we really need, and how do we know, and we can't spend money until we know what we want.
Okay.
Lions and tigers and this.
Exactly. It comes back to that, doesn't it? So, all right, so now you've made the first step.
Mm-hmm.
You've made the decision of the next action item based on all those pages of things that you have in front of you. So that's progress.
Yes.
And then the next thing is to use the same process for if you lay out every possible person for all the different things and then ask yourself which one is most inspiring to you and then go get that person.
Go get them.
And nothing is in concrete. See, one of the parts of what gets us stuck is feeling if I make the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make a wrong decision doing it this way. You can make the decision that this is the next step, and you can choose which area you want to get that person to move forward. You might find that, wait a minute, not quite right, let's go and do another one, and you can let that go. So everything is liquid. Please remember that.
Okay. Let me ask you guys a question, and this may or may not be appropriate for this call, but so here's this process. And when we're doing stuff for ourselves individually, and we say, well, it feels good, but when you're in partnership, what if you have differences of opinion?
Well, that's a totally inappropriate question for this call.
Okay. Slap on that.
I'm kidding you.
I know, but it's, I mean, I...
And so what if you do? Go to the essence of what you both want, because you know what? Actually, you both want, in essence, the same thing.
Sure.
And you get to have it all. You all get to have it all. You don't
Ooh.
Have to compromise.
Get to have it all.
You get to have it all.
Okay.
So just know that both of you go to the essence of what you both want, and when you get to the essence of what you want, then you will find that in the end of it all, you do want the same things. This is another thing you can look at, is how important it is to each of you that you have that specific detail. Like you have a difference of opinion, how important? What's the ultimate that you're going for?
Right.
And when you hold to the vision of the ultimate, it will sort itself out.
Okay. Well, this is very helpful. We did that here and made a list of our possible options. So thank you.
Awesome. Gina and I do that too. We'll do a lot of things together, and a lot of times we'll say, okay, you do your list and I'll do my list, and we'll come together and see what came together. And then from that, we can still then pick and choose, and I might have something on my list and it may not make it to the master list, and it's like, oh, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You know, one way or the other, you're going to get there. There's millions of paths to getting mm-hmm. to where you want to go.
Okay.
You never miss your boat. If you keep your eye on the vision and the essence, you never miss your boat. Because if you aren't at the pier when the one comes in, another one will come in. And if it requires it, the boat will get up on a trailer behind a truck and will drive itself to you. So you never miss your boat. And you two are in such alignment in your principles and the like-mindedness that you hold, you guys can relax.
Ooh,
just
relax.
Really?
Relax. Yeah. Oh, what a concept.
Oh.
Relax and ride the wave.
Gnarly.
Take your surfboard.
Mm-hmm. I need some of that.
Yeah, okay, Ms. Marie. All right. Any questions before we move forward? Okay. Today's lesson is all about choosing and claiming. And, you know, everything we've been talking about up to this point is really about that. What are you choosing and claiming? Frank came on the call talking about doing the work that Frank is choosing and claiming something different today, getting his mind around the fact that even 3 books here and 4 books there can not only 150, could be 1,500, could be 15,000 before it's over with. You, too, with your business, are choosing and claiming what you want. So what about when you've been wanting something and it's still not showing up, then what do you do? This one, actually, there's something I've been wanting.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's something I've been wanting and feeling stuck. This stuck theme, I tell you, has been in my face today. I've had a couple of clients, and both of them came, and it happens to be that the article that I'm creating for my e-zine, actually it's a contributing person that wrote it for me today, is all about being where you're being stuck. I'm thinking, okay, I get it. Law of attraction at its best. And then what's the lesson today? It's about give up the old patterns that you have. The quote that I love, love, love from Abraham, and I included it in the play manual, the playbook, was not act as if, but vibrate as if.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And it must be. Not act as if until it comes, but vibrate as if, and it must be. So rather than acting as if, faking it until you make it, until it shows up, the real work is to get yourself into vibrational alignment of feeling good. You can even take your focus off the subject if you need to, off the particular thing that you're wanting, and get into a place of feeling good, which means that now you're in a place of vibrating, and because your desires and your wishes are already out there, those magnets are out there in the universe blinking, blinking, blinking. Once you're in that vibrational place, they have to show up because that is law, and there's no exceptions to these laws. So looking at that, one of the things to get you into that place is the release technique. How many of you are already familiar with the release technique or the Sedona method?
I am.
Vaguely.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Is there anybody here has not ever heard of it? Okay, so all of you are pretty familiar with it. Well, this is the focus for this week. I personally like the Sedona method. I think Gina gravitates to the Abundance course. Both of these are the same, but they sort of come to a little bit of a different angle. But it's all the same thing. And it's about releasing that feeling of negativity, anxiety, frustration, sadness, stuckness right in the moment. And I know that Robin, my other half, lives by this technique. I mean, this guy, I told him he needs to be writing Hale Dwoskin. He's a walking, talking testimonial. for this technique. So what I want to do is I want to take one of you who has got some area that you're stuck around that you would like to release that energy on and take you through the technique, and then the rest of you can see how it works. And if you can, find something of your own and go through the process with us as well. So who would like to be?
I'd like to go.
And who is this?
This is Kimberly.
Okay, Kimberly, the star of the show today. All righty. So what is it that you're going to be claiming for yourself in this release technique? This is choosing and claiming. So there's something that you're wanting to release on so that you can claim something else. What's the ultimate outcome is what I'm looking at right now.
Well, I think this is where part of my own confusion is. Like, what am I focusing on? I want to sell my house and I want to buy a house.
Okay. You want to sell and you want to buy. All right, well, let's just jump into it. Let's not even go to the end result yet. Without going through the story, we don't want your story, just check in with the feeling that you're having about it. I'm assuming it's negative at this point. What is the feeling? Let me ask the question.
I'm nervous about the process, the legalities,
okay,
the timing.
Nervous about the process, legalities, the timing. Okay. So there's a nervousness. You're feeling nervous.
Anxious.
And anxious. Okay. So just be aware of those feelings. Now, as you're feeling the feelings, we won't keep you here too long, would you say that it is an attachment? In other words, I must have it, I need it, if I don't have it, things will fall apart, or is it an aversion? Let me give you the difference. An attachment is, I can't pay my rent, so therefore, I need it. I must get that money now. I'm anxious, I'm frustrated, I'm nervous, I've got to get the money or else I'm going to be evicted or something terrible will happen to me, maybe I'll be homeless on the street, whatever that story might be for you, that's an attachment. An aversion would be something like, I really want to sing on stage, but I'm scared shitless of getting out in front of a crowd. So that's an aversion. I love singing, want to be on the stage, and yet being scared to be out there, putting yourself out there like that, versus an attachment, which is, if I don't have it, I might die or something terrible will happen.
Aversion.
So for you, which one would it be?
Aversion.
Okay. So there's, and what is the aversion? There's a fear around it of some sort?
Yeah, it's the fear around it.
Okay. Is it not knowing?
Not knowing. Not knowing, mm-hmm. Feeling like I'm putting so much pressure on myself to make the right decisions and do it all right now.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, definitely an aversion. All right, so just feel that feeling. Now, tap into where you feel these kinds of things in your body. Is it tightness in the solar plexus? Is it in your throat? Where do you feel it?
It's in my shoulders.
It's in your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, let's really tap into, if you had to put a word to it, what would it be? Fear? Anger? Anxiety?
Angst.
Angst. Okay. Angst. Now, relax into the feeling of angst. Relax into it. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to release that. Okay? So could you let that feeling go?
I could.
Would you let it go?
I would.
When?
I'm having all these crazy conversations in my head.
Okay. So let's say that you don't even have to let it go forever, but just for now. Could you let it go?
Yeah, I could.
So could you let it go now?
Right, I could.
Okay. Now, what I want you to feel is, I'm going to give you a visual of a straw. You tap into wherever you hold your angst. In this case, it's your shoulders. And it's the feeling of a soda pop can. This is what our anxiety, by the way, is. It's like a soda pop can that has been shaken up and shaken up. So the pressure is on. That's why we feel anxiety or frustration or sadness or anger, that we have more desire going through us than we have allowing going through us. And you've opened up that cup in, by putting the straw in, you've opened up that shaken up, pent up energy, and you're spewing it out. So I want you to feel that coming from your shoulders. Just release that energy right now. How are you feeling now?
Much lighter.
So you felt a little bit of energy shift.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Is there more of that left?
No.
No.
You know, and when you ask me, and I said my shoulders, you know, the other place it comes in is in my face.
Oh,
my,
okay. So
my
release
forehead.
It from, yeah. So.
And that's where I really felt it go.
Excellent. Excellent.
Just really felt my face relax instead of just that, not a scowl. I just get this thing on my forehead, that, you know, this nervousness look. And so I just really relaxed my forehead because I had my hand on it, and it just felt really smooth and calm.
Awesome.
And it melted into my shoulders.
And it melted. Okay, good. So it did bring it in down into your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So notice that just doing this, thank you, by the way, that was fast. That was fast. And any time now that it comes up, go back and use the same technique. Notice, go into the feeling just for a while, not long, just so you can tap into it. And then ask yourself, could you let it go? Most of the time people will say, yes, I could. Sometimes when we ask the question, would you let it go? Sometimes people can't say yes. Sometimes they say no. But what happens is even when they say no, they actually release on it. So it's okay, whatever your answer is, it's fine. And a lot of times, like I did with you, if yes, then when, and then you had all the gremlins coming in, right? You had all the chit-chat going on in your head. It's just ask yourself, just for the moment, like, I'm not asking you to commit to a lifetime here. Just for the moment, could you let it go? And usually, it's easy for people to say, oh, yeah, sure, just for the moment. And then the shift happens. Any questions about this?
I found myself not paying attention a lot, and I think that it was me wanting to follow her and also wanting to do my own thing at the same time.
Ah, so not focused.
Yeah.
A little scattered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I highly recommend that you do this. All of you, by the way, this will be obviously the work for after the class, is to do it this week. You can choose what you want to work with this on, or you can just go through your week knowing that when anything comes up that has you in a negative space, that you choose to do it at that moment. An aversion or an attachment? The attachment is the neediness. The aversion is usually a fear.
Neediness meaning I can't live without it?
I can't live without it, or if I don't get it, something bad will happen. That's why I use the example, if I don't pay my rent, I'll be evicted. So there's a needing the money. I need the money. Versus the fear of getting up on stage.
Is that the only three options, two options?
They are, in this particular technique. Now, what I'm curious to know, what other option do you feel, what comes up for you besides
those
two?
If we're talking about just negative emotion that needs to be released,
and
which
it,
is that real self-loathing, hypercritical, which doesn't feel like a fear thing.
Okay, so that's interesting. So let's play around with that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about this. Let's say it's self-loathing,
mm-hmm.
and you wanting to release it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say it is then? If you don't release the self-loathing, then what?
Well, then I'll get sick. The real insidious kind of...
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that I don't have to release it. I want to.
Well, all of this is about wanting.
Okay.
There's none sense. Of this is about needing.
That's true.
Even though I said need is is the attachment, it is that you want to change it.
Okay.
What I'm hearing, I think, is that it would be an attachment. And the attachment being, I'm in self-loathing. If I don't get rid of the self-loathing, then I'll get sick, and then I'll, you know, wither up, and then I'll have hospital bills, and then I'll be poor, and then I'll die, or whatever it might be for you. In that case, it feels like that would be an attachment. In other words, you don't have a fear that if I release the self-loathing that something bad will happen. I don't hear that.
No, there's no fear. That's the piece that I'm really clear on. It's not the fear.
Yeah.
But, that I have an attachment.
Yes.
That, so it's serving me in some way, and if I release that, then...
Then what?
Or I'm resistant to... Okay.
Yeah. Good question. Okay. Good question. The work for this week is definitely going to be using this technique. By the way, you can also do the work around this. You know, we used that before. You can use the release technique and the work together, which is an interesting process. Using the work is
also clearing those feelings, but sometimes you might need to release on something a bit before you can do the work, or you can do the work and find what the residue and then go and use the release technique on it. So try that this week as well. Same thing as the work, you know, you have that whole long process that you can go through,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you can just go straight to one of the questions, one of the inquiries, and immediately dissolve it. Well, it's the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
With the release technique, it really is focused on something that you're having a hard time letting go. So if you don't have a hard time letting go, then you don't need to use it for this. It's really for those places that you do get stuck or you can't
move
through.
Okay, so more in-depth work.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Because on day-to-day, it's sort of like, what am I feeling, and do I, you know, can I just let this go, or do I need to make a different choice? Is kind of my equation for that.
Yeah. And so you just do. And
this is just more in depth, like.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Now, because this is called choosing and claiming, we want to identify the extreme inspired actions. This is in our face because we did the New Living Expo this weekend, and that was the whole talk that we did, was the getting into extreme inspired actions that you're going to take to support whatever you're claiming. So choose and claim something that you want this week. It could be with Elizabeth and Sherry. It could be around your business. It could be Frank around your book. It could be any of you around whatever it is. But take something. Choose it. Claim it. Set your inspired action that you're going to do and use the release technique around any of the fears or the anxiety that comes up around it. All right, so I want you to email the group with whatever it is that you're going to choose to claim this week. By the way, just remember, inspired action doesn't necessarily mean a physical action. Your extreme inspired action might be an inner work kind of action. It might be to just check in that I'm in that being space. It could be that I'm going to set my intention for the day, do meditation, or it might be an action, physical action item. That's up to you. Sounds like for Elizabeth and Sherry, it might be a physical action item, but it might not. So just do that. If you are setting your extreme actions, so just check in with, are you willing to take action within the next 24 hours or not? And if you're not, what's holding you back? There's something that needs to be sorted out, and that might be where you use the release technique. Checking in with what's holding you back. And if it's a logical reason and you have no reason for it, then that's fine too. But just email the group and let us know what it is so we can all hold that focus for you, and then do the technique, and then email us and let us know what discoveries came up and what happened. Because I know you're going to have lots of things that are going to be surprising and delightful, and maybe even not surprising, but still delightful.
Okay.
All right, we have just a couple of minutes left, so anything that needs to be said, questioned, commented before we go?
Eva, this was delightful.
Excellent.
Thank you.
What we're supposed to do is all in the book, right?
Yeah, it is. Just check the lesson. Yes, you don't have to remember. We make it easy for you.
Yay.
It's all good. Okay, team.
One of the things I wanted to just affirm.
Yes.
And I know that usually when I do this, lots of good things happen. But
then do it.
I'm looking at a commission statement that I had for myself, and I got paid $8,728 to sell a home recently.
Excellent.
And, you know, I do a great job helping people get their home sold. Like, I don't have any doubt that I received this check because I did extraordinary service.
Yes.
And I earned it. And I feel so good saying that.
Awesome.
So
not only you earned it, you deserved it.
I deserved it.
You deserved it.
Yeah. I deserve it.
And so much more.
Thanks. I'm watching it come in.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks. Have a fantastic week. Want to hear from you on email.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.